I'll just start off by saying, you know, it's disappointment. We had a great opportunity to come out here, and we let it slip through our hands, and give a lot of credit to their team, their coaching staff. We were just, you know, outplayed. We hurt ourselves on offense a few times, some penalties, turnovers, and it's disappointing because we felt good coming into this game, and we just realized, you know, we're not there yet. We gotta be better. You know, I wouldn't say that. I think we had a great attitude all week. We had a great attitude going into the game, and then you get out and play. You just got to execute. And I remember coming at halftime thinking, we're moving the ball great. We just got to, you know, we got to execute. We got to finish drives, and we can't hurt ourselves with penalties and things like that. So, you know, I know we just didn't play well enough to win today, and that's a fact. I mean, you just got to take it and swallow it and realize that, you know, we got to play better. I mean, we definitely, you know, game plan for, you know, where he was going to be on certain runs and stuff like that. I think, you know, when you get into the heat of the battle, you, as for me as a quarterback, I can't, I told you guys earlier in the week, I can't think about him, you know, where he's at. You just got to kind of react. And obviously he's a great player, and, you know, he's the type of player that makes the players around him better too, because you are, you know, when you game plan and you bring up a guy's name and realize that, you know, where he is on every snap, you know, he makes the players around him better too. There was a few, I mean, but you know, it's part of not wanting to take a sack, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, the throwaways, but that's just the way I play. I don't want to put that on my offensive lineman. If you know, a sack is a negative play, a throwaway, I don't see it as a negative play. It may be, yeah, your completion percentage isn't going to be as great, but no game was ever lost on a throwaway. I mean, that's just what it comes down to, and you don't want to put that on your lineman. So, yeah, there was maybe a few times where I threw it a little early, and maybe I could have hung in there a little bit longer, but to me, an incomplete pass is far better than taking a sack. They're definitely physical. I mean, we played Jacksonville. That was a physical front, too. We knew that coming in. We knew that, you know, their front seven was going to be just as good as anyone we faced. And, you know, it was going to be a challenge. And you know, there were some times where we moved the ball well. Like I said, we had some big runs, some big pass plays. And then all of a sudden, it just seemed like we were kicking ourselves, you know, and moving backwards instead of going front. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't think, you know, there was a hangover. We had a great week of practice. We just got to come out and execute. I mean, it's as simple as that. You got to go out and you can't have negative plays, especially offensively. You can't be going backwards. You got to be going forwards. I mean, I know we weren't great on third down, but you can't be in third and long all the time. I mean, you're not going to put yourself in a situation to convert many, and it's just tough, especially against a defense who, you know, they can rush four and you know, apply pressure without blitzing and drop a bunch of guys in the coverage. So it's just about, you know, us going out and executing, staying ahead of schedule and you know, doing that. I think, you know, I'm not trying to take anything away from them. They outplayed us, you know, but I think for us, we have to look at ourselves, at what we can do better, and everyone in that locker room, you know, stick together and just be very critical of yourself and see what you could have done better to help this team win. And you know, obviously a lot of respect to their team and coaches, because, you know, they beat us, and that's just what happened. I told you guys earlier in the week, we weren't going to put ourselves in the playoffs by winning this game. We weren't going to take ourselves out by losing this game. So just like you do, it's a long season. Obviously, you know, it's terrible to come out here and have such a missed opportunity at home. But you got to move on. So we'll sit there, we'll watch a film, learn as much as we can from it, and move on. That's all you can do. I mean, if you sit here and dwell on things like that, you're going to have a hangover, worse than any hangover you can have after a big win. I truly believe that. And I don't think, you know, I think, like I said, we had a great week of practice. We had a good plan. And really, we just, you know, we hurt ourselves a lot, and we have to execute better. You know what? I'm so, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, plays we missed out there last night. Obviously, Josh, you know, he's a Pro Bowl receiver, broke records last year and only, was it 14 games? I mean, he's an impressive player, but regardless if Josh is coming back or not, we have to be better as an offense. That's just the way it is. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what the plan is, and, you know, it's not something I'm concerned about right now. We just have to be better regardless of who's playing out there. No, I mean, you have to go out and execute regardless of who's playing. That's why I say right now I'm thinking about, you know, what we could have done better to beat Houston. And it's as simple as that. I'm not thinking about, okay, we get Josh back, how is that going to affect? Obviously, Josh is a great player, but you can't make excuses. We're not in the business of making excuses. We have to own up to you know, what we put out on the field, and it has to be better. Stick with the plan. Do what we're doing. I think, like I said, we were moving the ball on those guys in the first half. And I just got to be able to convert when we need to. Obviously, you know, get down the red zone and you know, fumble the ball away. I mean, that hurts, and you can't do those types of things, especially when you're playing a team who has a good defense like Houston does. It's football. I mean, that's what we're here for. And obviously, as a quarterback, you don't want to be taking a bunch of shots. That's not what you're, you know, going into the game thinking, man, I'm going to have to take some shots. But that's part of football, and you know, it's about being tough, especially in this league and in this division. You have to be able to get back up and fight on. That's just the way it is. I don't know until I get in the huddle and look who sees back there. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, I'm the quarterback. That's not my responsibility. So I think we have three backs that are more than capable of going out there and run the ball well. We saw that, you know, all season long. So, you know, for me, it's not even, you know, something that I think about.